This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Welcome back, G-Back Nation. On your home of the Cowboys, home of the Texas Rangers, it is time now for the Texas Rangers Player Show. It's brought to you by Golden Chick and Globe Life. Everyone has beneficiaries. Has life insurance. Globe Life, who's your beneficiary? Okay. This segment here brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. Joining us now, one of our favorites, the World Series champion third baseman, Josh Jung, here in the G-Bag Nation. And a good afternoon to you, sir. How the heck are you?
How you guys doing? I'm doing good over here.
We are doing great, man. How is everything going since you got back from injury just a few short weeks ago? You're producing up there at the plate, good average. How are things going from your perspective?
I'm doing okay. You know, I'm just happy to be playing baseball again, getting my feet back underneath me. 4 month hiatus on the couch is never fun. So just getting back out there competing and getting back into the trenches with the guys.
What was that like, you know, as your guys are trying to defend the World Series title, you know, and it's been a struggle this year. What's that like on the couch as you're having to witness that?
Not fun, let me tell you. Never fun on the couch, and then when you feel helpless, like you can't help the guys out, then it's even worse. So
yeah,
staying home when the team's on the road, all that kind of stuff's just not fun.
Yeah, we can tell how serious you are about baseball, how competitive you are. Just how much does it bother you that you're not winning as much as last year, Josh?
I hate losing. I think that's one of my, probably the most things, one of the top things I hate is just losing in general, especially when I feel like I'm going up there and giving it bad. The way that gets me in my gears even more. But yeah, I mean, we're struggling and, you know, teams go through that. You know, it's not going to be sunshine and rainbows all the time, but, we're doing everything we can over here. It's not a lack of effort. So hopefully we can turn this thing around here. We got, 2 months left? So,
mm-hmm.
Or I guess a little under 2 months now. Try to turn the ship.
Josh Jung with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Now, we hear you're a baseball historian. We've talked with you about this a little bit, but playing at Fenway Park, what is that like as a kid who grew up loving baseball? I feel like that's got to be one of the venues that'll give you some goosebumps when you walk in.
Yeah, it's incredible. You walk out on the field, walk through the tunnels, and know that there's a lot of really, really good players that walked the same tunnels, the same ground, signed the monster, all those kind of things, and all the legends that come around the park, too, like going up and sitting in that red chair in right center, and you're just like, there's no way a human being hit a baseball this far. you know, little things like that, and it's just, it's incredible. It really puts things into perspective, too. Like, you know, there haven't been a ton of players playing the big leagues, and a lot of legends played here, and you're one of the guys that get the opportunity to do that. It kind of puts things in perspective and help you realize that you're in a unique position and just go out there and have some fun with it.
How many stadiums are like that these days? Is there just two?
Well, I haven't been to all of them, but here, Wrigley for sure is another one. I mean, our stadium's pretty much brand new. It's 4 years old, so it doesn't have as much history, but I mean, even Yankee Stadium, you know, he's got all the plaques out in center field, and there's just so much history with that franchise in general. All the stories you hear there. So, I mean, everywhere you go around the league, it's like somebody has played there during some time period, and it's really cool to keep all that in perspective.
Which fan base gives you the business the most, like that you hear when you're at the plate or whatever? Is it the Red Sox fans that are just always screaming at you?
I would say that's every fan base, truly.
Okay.
I mean, the Red Sox get after you. My favorite atmosphere still is Baltimore last year in the playoffs. That was a lot of fun. Super loud. I think they had, 54,000 people getting after it, booing you. It was a lot of fun.
I bet they went silent when you made that stab for the double play, though.
That it was did epic. Quiet for a second, and that's gorgeous. What the road team does, right? Go in there and try to silence the crowd as quick as possible and get comfortable.
Hey, so tell us what it's like down in the clubhouse at Fenway, because it is so old. Did they upgrade it all so it's all luxury, or is it like you're stepping back in time? What's that like down there?
I would say it's luxury compared to what it was, I'm sure.
they remodeled recently?
That's a great question. I haven't actually asked. It's obviously not as big as our home clubhouse back in Texas. I don't think there's any of them that are that size. Like they say, everything's bigger in Texas. But, you know, it's a cool clubhouse. Again, it's who's sat in this clubhouse, who's walked down this same hallway, you know, all those kind of things run through your head, and it's still pretty cool.
Who's your favorite Red Sox player of all time?
It's hard to beat Ted Williams, one of the best hitters to ever play the game. But then thinking about, you know, more recently, you got Pedroia, really good second baseman, Ortiz, Manny Ramirez hitting big homers. I mean, you could run down the list. I mean, in my head, it's like Carlton Fisk waving that ball fair. Gosh, third baseman-wise, I'd say probably Boggs. It's a pretty good one.
So how much of a baseball historian are you? Can you do this with a lot of teams or most teams?
Ooh, I would have to go refresh my memory on some stuff. When I was younger is when I was really diving into the Hall of Fame and the history of the game. Now it's so locked in on my own career, especially being through rehab and constantly trying to find my footing. It's more so myself, but yeah, I need to start getting back into the research and really putting that perspective back into my head.
So when you think about like some of the game's all-time great pitchers, if you could face off against one and go yard, hit a dong ball off of them, do you have a pitcher in mind that you'd love to face?
Man, I'm going to go with a Red Sox pitcher. Definitely Pedro. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Pedro would be a blast.
How dominant he was throughout his career. I think it'd be pretty cool to put the boys up 1-0 or, you know, maybe a grand slam and a 3-2 count in the seventh or something. He's trying to extend the game.
That'd be sick.
Knock him out right there. That'd be pretty cool.
That would be. Josh Young with us here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, we missed you. I mean, it's great to see you back there at third base, but Smitty was pretty damn good in your absence. What was it like for you watching and rooting on Josh Smith?
Just cheer him on, man. You know, he's been a role player for us the last 2 years, and he stepped up in a big way, especially with me going down. He filled that role and exceeded, I think, any expectations that were put on him. And I think truly it was just us seeing the real Josh Smith, the player that gets to play every day, the guy that's consistent and just a really talented ball player. And it was awesome to see, truly.
Post-championship, how much more recognized are you now when you're out and about enjoying some time perhaps in Arlington or in the Metroplex here? Everybody's yelling out at the Jungle Cat or what? I would be.
I wouldn't say as much. You know, I got the Texas Tech fan base in Dallas too. So I get recognized every once in a while. It's not as often as you think. I try to keep a low profile as much as possible, but when I do, it's always appreciated. It's always love. You know, we did something really cool last year, and be able to celebrate that with all the fans and all the people of Dallas is pretty special.
Now, I know you are you're a Spurs fan. Do I have this correct?
You know what? I grew up a Spurs fan. My grandma was a big Spurs fan, but I think I'm converted over to the Mavericks now.
Let's go!
Hey, well, congratulations. Welcome to the good side, man. I was going to ask if you were actually secretly kind of rooting for France and Wemby in the gold versus your own country because you have such Spurs alliances, but you've already punted on them and you're a Mav. Well, welcome to the squad, dude.
I mean, Luka, now we got Clay now, too. We've had Kyrie the last 2 years, I think. Got some pretty good players coming through there and been able to catch a couple games. It's a super awesome atmosphere.
I love it. We're dropping the Wii. Like, I mean, it's Wii and the Mavs real. And Josh Young now. This is. I mean, you're locked in. Speaking of the Olympics, would you like to participate for Team USA if big leaguers are given that opportunity? Is that something you would dream of doing?
You know, to wear the USA on your chest would just be an honor in general. I just don't know if I could miss 3 weeks of the regular season with, you know, the guys that I play with all year just to represent the country. I know it would be a super cool honor, and you have another opportunity in the World Baseball Classic, but, you know, when you're trying to win championships and win divisions and that kind of stuff, you can't really have like a 3 to 4 week hiatus. So I wouldn't necessarily like doing that. I think I'd have some regret doing that, even though it was to play for the country, just because I'd want to play with my dudes and be in the trenches with them all year.
What if we could start the season like 10 days early and end it in the World Series 10 days later and just take a break in the middle of the summer like they do for soccer in the World Cup or something?
I think that would be a completely different story, truly.
Yeah.
I think there'd be a lot of guys willing to go play. But at the same time, I know how you get to that All-Star break, and a lot of guys are looking for that four-day downtime. Sure. So I think it would give some guys opportunities to go play for the Team USA that necessarily wouldn't because of all the superstars we have in our game. But I think if that were the case, then I would have a hard time saying no to wearing the USA logo.
How was the White House last week?
It was awesome, man. You know, I like the history of baseball that we've talked about already. So just the history in general, walking through those rooms and thinking, you know, who's been in these rooms, what decisions were made in these rooms. And we didn't get to see the whole thing, you know, because they keep that under wraps pretty much. But the little wing we were in, just to have those thoughts and just kind of think about some of the stuff our country's gone through and be like, man, I wonder if those decisions were made in this room. That was all pretty cool.
It is.
The hospitality was strong. Did they feed you guys? I hear the bathrooms in there are like 10 out of 10, even better than Bucky's.
The one bathroom I went into was a small little bathroom, so I don't know. Bucky's is massive. But no, they didn't feed us. We had our meal on the train afterwards on the way up to New York.
Oh, eating on the train. Okay. So team provides, generally you're out on the road, team's providing the meals, or do you get to just go peruse the town and just kind of eat whatever you want, eat some local cuisine?
The team provides, but you can go out on your own if you would like and get whatever you want.
So when you go to Bucky's, what's your go-to there? Because I can't go to Bucky's and not get a brisket sando.
Yeah, normally it's a brisket sandwich, and normally it's a kolache.
Ooh, are you on chopped or sliced?
On the brisket, I'm going chopped.
Yes!
Last year, your rookie status had you like pouring cocktails and stuff, bartender style, on the team planes. What are you doing for this year's rookie class? Are they doing anything for you now?
No, I'm not going to put anything on them like that. You know, I was going to still be the bartender, but then I had a four-month hiatus and just haven't done it yet. Maybe that's what the boys are missing. Maybe that's the camaraderie we need, so I need to go find some tequila and some mix and start making those margaritas again.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you kidding me? It seems like there's a glaring hole there. I thought somebody would fill that void for you. I thought perhaps maybe you got Wally pipped and somebody out bartendered you this year, but nobody's filling that void. You got to get back in the saddle.
Yeah, there's no Wally Pipp here with the bartender skills. I topped the team in that one. So. Yeah, I'm going to have to wear that one. I'm going to have to go find a store here pretty quick.
Yeah. All right. Before we let you go, I do have some sound here that I want to play for you. This is some analysis of one of your current teammates with the Rangers, and I would love for you to guess which current Ranger teammate is being analyzed here, okay?
All righty.
All right, here's the clip.
You know, what he's got working there between the knee and the waist is pretty impressive.
That's the clip. That's it.
That's the clip.
That's it. We can hear it again. If you need to hear it again, we'd be happy to play for you.
Oh, no, I heard it.
Okay, very good.
Trying to think about this in baseball terms. And between the knee and the waist.
Super impressive.
Oh, man, my mind's running a million different directions with this one. I'm going to just go Evaldi. Who are we talking about?
Oh, I like the guess for Evaldi.
First one
for Evaldi. That's a nice notch on the belt of Nasty Nate. Unfortunately, it's a swing and a miss by you, Josh, but I appreciate how well thought out that was. And we're going to keep that in our back pocket, and we'll have you play that game with us the next time.
Yeah, go start mixing some drinks.
I will.
Thanks, Josh. Give him hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Josh, something today and get the boys going.
Let's
get
a
shot. Yeah, there we go.
There it is.
It's a little looser.
In Boston, to be very apropos. There he goes. Josh Jung, Rangers third baseman, a World Series champion. Brought to you by Globe Life. Everyone has beneficiaries. Not everyone has life insurance. Globe Life, who's your beneficiary? And by Golden Chick. And salute to Josh Jung for joining us. Brian, you with us out there?
I am with you guys. And we're also going to give him a $100 gift certificate from Pluckers. We got 8 of those DFW locations, so he can get him some wings as he's mixing cocktails for everybody.
Never hadn't heard Nasty Nate's name yet.
No, had not. Yeah. No,
we'd heard a lot of Kisner, right?
Yeah,
Adolis.
Good to hear one of my Italian brothers making an appearance here.
That's right. Okay, when we come back, it is time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Dallas College. Your future begins here. Brian, what's in store?
Yeah, there's some more work from the film that I want to talk about next, and we'll do that.